Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler. Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. This is Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
We're your podcast personal trainers for today, the 17th of March, Wednesday. Very exciting day. As always,
we're going. What's your favorite day?
Wednesday?
Yeah.
What?
St. Patrick's Day.
Why is that my favorite day?
I thought that was your favorite holiday.
How long have you known me?
What's your favorite holiday?
New Year's.
Okay, besides that, I thought St. Patrick's Day and Halloween were up there.
No. I much prefer your favorite holiday.
Oh, 4th of July?
Yes.
No, good
time. I enjoy the 4th of July. You get to blow shit up.
Uh-huh.
You get barbecues and parades.
Parades.
It's very fun.
Yeah, I like it.
I was talking to Anna yesterday, and we asked her what her favorite holiday was. She agrees with you. Because they have rodeos in Arizona.
I have been to rodeos, and they are quite interesting.
I do love them. We have some family out in Oklahoma. Went and visited them one year. I do like the rodeo.
The rodeo is an interesting...
Yes.
It is amazing how in shape those guys are, but yet at
on
the
one
same
side.
Time, not at all.
Right.
It's really odd, and then just a lot of the fun stuff of it is you just need to be intoxicated, and I think you'll be fine too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So,
yeah. So today we are talking about the nutritional benefits of boiled goose.
Boiled goose, yes.
Boiled goose. It's probably one of the most underappreciated,
underestimated gems of the edible world.
Yeah, if you're taking notes, underline boiled goose.
Yes, must have.
We probably should post that video up on our website. Go to our website.
The digital short.
Yes.
This Saturday.
No, I don't want them to go to another website, because I want the hits to ours.
Yes.
Go to our website.
We'll have it up.
We'll have it up, and you can check that bad boy out. It's very, very entertaining.
It made me laugh.
Yes. Today, we're actually talking about the benefits of sleep.
Which is another issue that Keon and I are dealing with, because this daylight savings really messed me up.
Mother effing daylight savings.
Yeah, the whole spring forward, fall back, whatever it was.
Pick one, damn it!
I don't fit... Why can't we just... I get it, don't need emails and crap like that, but I wish we could just stay at one.
Right. Understand, for our farmers, it's necessary. But, you know what? They could just wake up a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I don't, like...
I would rather stay spring forward, in all honesty, because I like spring forward.
I like the days when I wake up at 5 and the sun is getting there.
Right, just about peeking up.
Yeah. I don't like it when it's 7, 8 o'clock and the sun's now rising.
Yeah.
Those days are not fun. I don't think that they're productive for anybody either.
No, no one
I'd
likes it.
I'd rather have night come earlier in that case because you can just, like, I can power through the night.
Yes, I have powered through the night.
Yeah, you have.
Wink.
But
wait, how would you know?
I don't know. I figured you have. our gongs.
Oh, our gongs, right.
Yeah. So, I was figuring that at night, people aren't waking up. Like, start people up on the right page.
Right.
Like, waking up with the sun.
Right. It's kind of nice. Yeah.
So, but yeah, I woke up Sunday, and it was already late for me waking up at 10:30, but we didn't go to bed till like 2, 3.
Yeah.
The night before, on Sunday morning. So, 10:30 when I should have been waking up would have been 7 hours.
Right, which as you'll soon come to find is not enough.
It's not enough, but when it's a fake 8 hours and they're telling me now it's 11:30, I'm like, whoa, where'd half my day go?
Right, right.
At least 10:30 gives you at least some kind of hope of, oh, I could at least be productive. Once 12 came, I was like, nope.
I'm dicking around today.
It's not going to be a productive day at all.
Your dad did turn 50, though.
My dad turned 50 last week, so I went to his house, and we had a barbecue. All
right. We got to get going on sleep, because I got 2 pages worth of stuff.
Oh, spectacular.
I know, right? So, the reason that sleep is so important in fitness is, well, first, mental health.
Yes.
Try and stay up for a week, and you will go crazy.
It's quite fun. We had a friend that did that often.
Who?
Diane Downey did it.
No, it's Byron Bounty.
Oh, Byron Bounty.
Right.
I thought we kept with the D. Or was it B?
No, Bianna, Felicia. Come on.
So, yeah. I thought it was D.
No, it's
but,
B.
Yeah, so he used to stay up a lot. And would get like 2 hours.
Yeah.
An hour here and 2 hours here. And it was one of those things like he wasn't all there from time to time.
No. Mentally, it's important. And as well as sexually, as well as for your fat loss, as well as for your energy production, strength production, and we will talk about all these things. Tyler, how important is testosterone?
I enjoy it.
It's madly important. It is one of the most important hormones that we produce. And people are always like, oh, testosterone's just involved with Arnold Schwarzenegger and all that, and you just put it in your veins, you know, as steroids. But to that I said that's bullshit.
Okay.
Because I know, right? How good was that?
I can't, your voice, I can't look at you when you do it. I don't know why, but it just...
That's my Valley Girl, like, dumb...
I know what it is. I know exactly what voice. It is. It's just, your face when you do it is just
right.
A little much for me.
Because you need to... Okay, never mind. Testosterone is really important in muscle growth. It's one of those things that just is a key hormone for that. And so if you don't get enough sleep, you decrease your testosterone production, which is bad, right?
Yes.
And if you have lower testosterone levels, it's a cyclical thing. You get worse sleep, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So bad sleep.
Just kind of screwing yourself over and over.
Exactly. Bad sleep leads to lower testosterone. Lower testosterone leads to worse sleep, which leads to less muscle gain, which leads to less fat loss, which leads to just all kinds of bad. So sleep, the recommended is 8 hours, right? Usually you can get away with 6 hours if you didn't work out that day, but you want 8 to 10 hours, really, if you can manage it. Especially on workout days. Yes, if you worked hard that day, if you listen to Monday's podcast, you should be working out very hard, up in your intensity.
Yes.
So you need that. You need your sleep.
And 8 to 10, you kind of do that math. That's, if you go to bed, if you wake up at, we'll say, 8 o'clock.
Right.
In the morning, midnight's not a bad time.
Right.
If you're going to bed at midnight.
Like right.
You're falling asleep,
I just got home with Jack in the Box.
Yeah, I'm going to bed, getting there, brushing my teeth, lay down, whatever. Like, usually then it's like 12:30.
Right.
If you have to wake up at 8, falling asleep at midnight's not a bad day.
Right. So going to bed at 11:30 leads. Yeah.
Yeah.
So also growth hormone, important, as it says in the name, very important for muscle growth. That increases and is more active during sleep. So the longer you're asleep, the more muscle mass you're putting on, which
yes.
is good. Also, let's skip to this one. Without sleep, your chance of type 2 diabetes increases. Yeah.
The more you sleep, the better your chance of not getting diabetes?
Yes. So if you have diabetes, or if you are at risk of diabetes...
Go to sleep for a week and you won't have it.
Well, yeah. They might be dead.
No, it's called being in hibernation.
That's what bears do.
So?
You're probably right. So... If you are on the risk of those things, your insulin resistance is poor, so that your body requires more insulin to produce, to process the sugar and blah, 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 when you haven't slept. So sleeping is very important for preventing diabetes as well, as is exercise and all those things.
So I don't know if I could be showbiz in you. And
yeah, no, go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say was, have you ever been sick?
Uh-huh.
When do you feel better?
After you sleep.
It's one of those things that's hilarious. Often I talk to people and they're like, oh yeah, I got like 4 hours last night. And this, it's like, if you sleep more, you recover, you're better. Like, it's
right.
The funniest concept. Nobody gets healed. Well, there's the random case. But the majority of people don't get healed at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
and they've been up since 8.
Right.
They're not like, oh, I automatically feel better right now. Let's go do stuff.
Right. Unless they've been sleeping the whole time.
The whole day.
Right.
You can sleep all day till 3, and then all of a sudden wake up and be like, oh, I do feel better now.
I feel great. Go ahead and hit me. Have you seen that one?
No, I was going to go on a... Look at me. Look at your man.
I saw... Did you see him on the Ellen?
A horse.
Did you see him on the Ellen show?
Yeah.
That was really funny.
Go I'm on a horse.
Right. Well, there's 3 videos that now I need to go up on this podcast. Because there's the Nutri-Grain bar.
Oh,
I feel great.
I have seen that
go
one.
Go ahead and hit me.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
That's funny. So, also, your cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone which causes you to retain fat, is increased. Over, if you don't sleep, so it means that if you don't, if you get a bad night of sleep, you are going to be more stressed out the next day. You're going to hold on to your calories. You're going to retain more fat. Your workout's going to suck. Plus, it also increases inflammation. So your that means your muscles aren't going to recover as quickly, and you're going to just be all bad.
And perfect example is, like I was just saying, last night I didn't sleep too well.
Uh-huh.
Or I don't know, I was telling you that before or after. But today, last night I didn't sleep too well. Got home from work. I didn't want to go to the UFC gym. I just figured I wouldn't drive all the way over there. So I went over to our gym.
Uh-huh.
It was packed.
Really?
Like, every treadmill was taken up. Every machine had somebody on it.
Wow.
And so most of my stuff I figured I could do with, like, just the free weights. So I grabbed a pair. I couldn't even find room because there was people that were just, like, all over the place.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where this story was going. But I was, like, stressed out. Like,
right.
I couldn't handle the whole situation. Like, it – normally I can kind of be calm. I'll find a corner. I literally walked in, grabbed – I noticed that it was busy. Grabbed free weights. I did – I'm not even kidding you – a lunge on both legs.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I can't handle this. I'm leaving by.
Right.
And I just walked away. I was like, I was too stressed out by all the people.
Right. And that working out when you're stressed can be a good thing, but if it's going to increase your stress, bad news.
It was going to.
Right. Also, the usage of glucose is decreased when you sleep, meaning that you're not going to burn off sugar as fast. So that means that you're going to be using other sources of fuel after... getting a bad night's sleep. So meaning you're going to be less efficient during your workouts. Let's move on to women.
Women!
So I did a little... I pulled up on the EBSCOhost, because these are all things from research studies that I found. And I just said sleep in women, right? Yeah!
How many interesting things did you get with that?
It was all research. It wasn't, like, sexual at all.
Oh, that's funny.
Kind of disappointed.
That would have been funny to, like, get some of the weird...
Yeah.
Sex things.
Whatever. Well, I was in the sports and fitness database.
Okay, that probably would have been it.
So women, if you get a bad night's sleep, you increase your breast cancer risk, which is pretty rough. You also increase your cardiac risk, so heart disease. You also, this one was, I found interesting, it can cause menstrual disruptions. So your menstrual cycle, yeah, it can screw with that by not getting enough
because
sleep.
Because you're not getting enough sleep.
Yeah, huh. Absolutely. And then
I feel like anything can disrupt that, though. Like from the
girls
that
I talked to. Oh, no, I sneezed today. I had my period.
No, well, like, it's like you're not eating right, your menstrual cycles. You're not sleeping right. It's the go-to, this could mess up.
Right. Because I think it's so based on hormones. Like, I'll ask... Anna, because she probably knows much better than either of us would, but...
She's also a girl.
She's a girl and she's a nurse. Yeah. Anna, yeah. So, she was on the show a while back. So, she's a gynecological nurse, and I'll ask her and see what she has to say about that. Yeah, I think since it's so based on hormones, what you put in your mouth, how much you work out, what your body fat percentage is, all these things can just totally mess with it. So... And then the last one, this was a study that was done exclusively on women, but I don't see why it should change from men to women, is that disrupted sleep will lead to a decrease in muscle force. So,
that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're working out, you're not going to be able to put up as much weight if you... Yeah. All right, so we're going to talk about athletes and then save the best for last,
okay.
Which is sex. So a typical athlete, this was in a couple of studies, an athlete... And these were collegiate athletes, typically had better sleep than non-athletes.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
A, because they do stuff during the day, that's being tired.
Right.
And
B, their muscles and everything. Yeah, yeah, just
their whole body's tired and they live.
Right. They're actually instead, like, doing things.
You know, it's the days. Have you ever done that where you like hang out all day and do nothing and you're tired, but then when you go to sleep, you can't?
Right.
It's because you have all the stored energy.
Right, because your brain's like, I want to do things!
It, yeah.
Right.
It's very odd.
And then they did a study with athletes who had disrupted sleep. They purposely disrupted their sleep, and they had less aerobic output, meaning that, like, the same thing with the glucose, the same thing with the muscle force production, is they couldn't run as fast, they couldn't run as far, they were just, their heart wasn't as efficient, their lungs weren't as efficient, like, everything sucked. So, yeah, very important to get enough sleep, especially if you're an athlete. And even if you're trying to lose weight, I mean, we talked about testosterone, growth hormone, diabetes, cardiac disease, you know, like heart disease, all these things. Really, really important. The last one, the most interesting to everyone, is sex. So if you have good sleep, well, actually, this is kind of ironic. The more sleep you have, the more sex drive you have.
Right? Yet the
less sex you're probably having. Because you're asleep during when you should be having it.
Or you just have a lot more afternoon delights.
Right. Or morning glory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Possible. But yeah, so the less sleep you have, it decreases your sex drive. So if you and your honey aren't getting it on and you want to be, make sure you two both get a solid 8.
And it's kind of funny if you think about it. You're tired.
Right.
If you're not getting enough sleep. So yeah, probably your sex drive isn't that up. Of course you're not going to be able to run much. Of course you're not going to be able to put up as much weight.
Yeah. Of course you're not going to be able to get it up.
Yeah. Like, I feel like this is kind of, you know, like, these research studies. Yeah, it's interesting to see, like, by how much.
Right.
But
it's all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Think
about it for 10 seconds. You kind of can get that. But
right. And then the last thing, the less sleep you get, the more chance of erectile dysfunction you'll have.
Start
so
sleeping.
You'll get some wet noodles out there,
or
actually
sleeping.
some dry noodles because they won't be getting wet.
Start.
That was really graphic and
that's
awful. I'm sorry.
Way graphic. Start sleeping.
Sorry, I got back from the gym today, or at the gym today. One of my friends earlier, she was looking for her pants. Right, she had left her pants at the gym, like her workout pants.
Okay.
And
like,
she comes
so
back.
This girl's walking around
without
pants on.
And so she comes back tonight, and the first thing out of her mouth when she sees me is, "Keon, I found my pants." And like there are like 3 or 4 people around as they start dying laughing.
You're like, awesome.
Right. So my mind is in the gutter a little bit because it was very funny. Good. So those are some of the key points in sleep. Some things that'll help you get better sleep: deep breathing before going to bed, making sure you're not reading or, you know, looking at your computer right before bed or watching movies, those kind of things. Just, like, decompressing and those kind of things are really important before sleep. Making sure that you're sleeping well is finding the right mattress, right pillow, right atmosphere, making sure your room is dark. Those things are really, really important.
I find often I have a hard time going to sleep.
Right.
Like, just the initial startup of it. I find that if I watch the back of my eyelids, I fall asleep a lot faster. I know that sounds odd, but everybody's closing their eyes right now and looking at the back of their eyelids. But you know, when
if you're
you,
driving,
like,
please stop.
But or even if you're on the treadmill, please stop. But often, you close your eyes, I'll just start thinking.
Right.
And I'll go everywhere and anywhere. If I focus on looking at the back of my eyelids, less than like 3 minutes, done.
What I usually do is just think about something not related to sleep, like a book I was reading, and I'm out. So, with that being said, I think that's a good time place to end this, because we need our sleep.
I need to go to sleep.
Yeah, and so do you eventually sometime today.
That is true.
Yep. So, Tyler, why don't you take us out hardcore?
Barry Bash.
Barry Bash. All right.
Oh, well, actually, it's Barry Blast.
Barry
Blast.
Oh. I messed up. Way to go, Slugger.
Sorry.
It's okay. We will talk to you on Friday. Have a great day. Peace.